The Sum of It All by Nicole Todd. On Sundays, wrapped in the quilt stitched by my grandmother's hands, we watched innocently as Shirley Temple serenaded us. And as I sat bare-legged on the warm blacktop, loose pebbles pressed against my thighs, I recited words that today I would never repeat. Standing by my locker wearing his too big jacket draped over my shoulders, my best friend joked, "Didn't I know his kind doesn't wear deodorant?" I walked into the corner store, the one next to the empty lot littered with broken glass, and smiled. Couldn't they tell I was one of the good ones? As I sat bare-legged on the warm blacktop, loose pebbles pressed against my thighs, I recited words that today I would never repeat. Silence sat in the pit of my stomach while I searched for something that sounded like courage. As I walked into the corner store, the one next to the empty lot littered with broken glass, reminders of a broken system, I took up too much space because there's no such thing as a good white person. In the back row of a small Baptist church on the north side, I learned gospel music is the sacred art of remembering. Silence sat in the pit of my stomach while I searched for something that sounded like courage. When she told me I wouldn't always be welcome, betrayal kept vigil across my chest. In the back row of a small Baptist church on the north side, I learned gospel music is the sacred art of remembering, the jarring color of muddy brown when you mix all the paint together. When she told me I wouldn't always be welcome, it was my whiteness that kept vigil across my chest. I was in Oakland when I learned some spaces are not for me. The color is jarring when you mix all the paint together. Lying in the darkness, I brokered a deal not to go if I was the only one. I was in Oakland when I learned some spaces are not for me. As I stood by my locker wearing his too big jacket draped over my shoulders, who I thought was my best friend joked, "Didn't I know his kind doesn't wear deodorant?" Lying in the darkness, I can't stop thinking about how many people have died brokering deals for just one more breath. On Sundays, wrapped in my grandmother's quilt, I unravel the stories stitched by my ancestors' hands and listen for new songs to serenade us.